Today the church celebrates a solemn feast in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary under her greatest title, Mother of God. We do not celebrate this feast today because it's New Year's Day, even though it's very nice to have a feast day, in honor of our Blessed Mother on the first day of the new year. But that's not the reason it's celebrated now. The reason, rather, is that today is the octave day of Christmas, same day of the week, 8 days later. So feasts on the octave day after a great feast are an echo of the original feast. They affirm the same or a related truth of the faith. And so it is today. 1 week ago, we were celebrating the Lord's Nativity, the great mystery that the true God, who had existed from all eternity, took flesh to come into the world as one like us. Today, in honoring the Blessed Mother as the Mother of God, we are in fact affirming our belief in the Incarnation. Because the reason this title was given to her so many centuries ago was to clarify our understanding of who the Lord Jesus is. The Lord Jesus is a person. He is a divine person, a person who has existed from all eternity, who 2,000 years and a few more ago took on our human nature to come among us in the flesh. The child to whom Mary gave birth was not a human being. He was a divine being who had a human nature as well as a divine one. And so, we are not allowed to say that Mary gave birth to Jesus in his humanity and his divinity was somehow exempt from that. Rather, the Blessed Mother gave birth to a person. It's like your own parents did not give birth to a body. They gave birth to a person, body and soul. So the Blessed Mother gave birth to a person, a divine person. And because of that, she is rightly called the Mother of God. This title was given to her in the year 431 at the Council of Ephesus. So that's another important point. That you know, sometimes people think that we Catholics just can't say enough about Mary and just get more and more extravagant in what we say. And so the suspicion might be that this title, Mother of God, was just the culmination of a long process where we kept trying to come up with more and more lavish things to say, and maybe this title was a bridge too far. No, this was one of the oldest titles, because it comes from belief in the Incarnation, that the true God was born into this world as one like us. Another point to be mentioned today is that the mysteries of the faith, what we say about the Blessed Virgin Mary, even what we say about the Lord himself, are never isolated statements unrelated to everything else. The mysteries of the faith all fit together, and they all have something to do with us. The mysteries of God have something to do with us because we were created in the image of God. What we say of the Blessed Virgin Mary is always said in some way about ourselves too, because the Blessed Mother was the first of all disciples the perfect and the greatest of all disciples. So we might remember the occasion on which the Lord pronounced the memorable and difficult sentence when he was told that his mother and his brothers and sisters, that is his relatives, were outside a house that was packed with people, and that his mother and his relatives were outside wanting to see him. The Lord made the memorable and difficult comment, "Who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother to me." Now, the Lord doesn't say we're father to him, because he has only one father in heaven. We are not entirely surprised that the Lord says we're brothers and sisters to him if we do the will of the Father. But it is a little jarring to hear the Lord say that each of us is to be mother to him. He's indifferent to our gender in the flesh. Each of us is to be mother to him. So, we celebrate Mary as Mother of God because she carried within herself a divine being. She was the God-bearer. That was the real title given at Ephesus. The language of the council was Greek, so it was Theotokos, God-bearer. Mary is the Mother of God because she bore divine life in her womb. The mystery of our faith, we too bear the divine life. Not only because we were created in the image of God, but because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead with a life he could share with us. His own divine life lives in us from the moment we are baptized. At any moment that we are in the state of grace, the life of Jesus himself, his divine life, lives in us. So we bear the life of a divine being in a different way, but analogously to the way the Blessed Mother did when she was bearing the Lord Jesus. And of course, Mary did not bear the Lord Jesus in her womb only for him to stay there. He lived in her womb for 9 months so that he might come forth into the world as the promised Messiah, as the Redeemer and Savior. So likewise, we might say of ourselves that the divine life is given to us not just so that we can contain it, not just as a possession, but so that we might bring it forth, so that the life of Jesus might be made present in the world, in what we say, in what we do, in the way we live out our vocation, in the way that we do the will of the Father, just as the Lord said in that difficult sentence about being mother to him. Finally, in the gospel today, we have a model for ourselves in the attitude and the disposition of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That gospel we heard, "And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart." So at this moment, just after the birth of the Lord, the Blessed Mother knows what is going on. She's received the message from Gabriel. She knows how this child has been conceived. She knows that he is the promised Messiah because the angel told her he'll be given the throne of David, his father. She knows that he will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. But just what his life is going to look like, what it will mean to be the Messiah and to accomplish the mission that he has been given. We have no special reason to think that Mary had foreknowledge of those things. She knew that the life that she bore was of the utmost importance to her nation, to the chosen people, and to the world. But what the Father intended to do through this child of hers, just how that was going to look, that was unknown. So likewise, ourselves, you know. The Lord has given us a share in his life. He calls us to bring it forth into the world. Exactly what that's going to look like, exactly what that can look like in the year ahead is unknown to us. The Lord invites us to follow the example of our Blessed Mother, to keep these things an awareness of the great gift we have been given, of the great call we have received, to keep these things, to reflect on them in our hearts, and to be ready, as the Blessed Mother was, to cooperate with the plan of God as it unfolds.